Well, there are plenty of computer enthusiasts who are interested in computer security and finding ways of accessing systems. They see it as a challenge, a test of their skills. And many of them would never dream of using those skills for malicious purposes or illegally hacking other people's computers to steal data, vandalise websites or whatever. But, as we know, there are some who certainly do. Often these two groups are differentiated by the terms white hat and black hat hackers. Just like the old John Wayne movies, the good guys wear the white hats, the baddies wear the black. There are those who don't like the term hacker at all, though. They'd rather use the label IT security enthusiasts. And that's why the H word was largely avoided at last week's first ever RuxCon IT security conference in Sydney. Patrick Gray went along and he compiled this report.
RuxCon was no ordinary security conference. Held over 2 days at the University of Technology in Sydney, there were presentations on everything from mobile phone security to cybercrime law enforcement. There were hacking challenges and even cheerleading competitions, which is not an activity normally offered at more run-of-the-mill corporate affairs. Now, you don't call this a hacking conference, and you don't call these guys hackers because of the inference of criminality, but you could be forgiven for thinking that that's exactly what it was. Conference organiser Jake Wallace explains why the group set up the not-for-profit event.
There's other conferences that exist in Australia, but we believe that we're unique in that we're targeting a much broader range of audience, and with the $30 entrance fee, I guess we're getting a wider range of delegates. One of the main goals of our conference was to have a technical conference with no corporate sponsorship. We feel that other conferences that are put on, vendors push their products, and it's more of a sales pitch rather than having technical talks. That's what we did. We went at the non-profit angle, kept costs as low as possible, and just focused primarily on technical talks.
Jane Morrison is another of the conference organisers, and I asked her, is the event aimed at hackers or at the wider security community? And she said it's a bit of both.
I'd actually have to say it's been a very, very good mix. There has been a lot of corporate security people here. There's been the Australian Federal Police here having a look at what we're doing and also presenting and talking to our people. We also had younger people that are interested in coding and learning how to code better to stop problems with security.
Alistair McGibbon is the head of the Australian Federal Police's high-tech crime unit. He turned up to tell people what the do's and don'ts are when it comes to Australian cybercrime law.
This is as much about community policing issue as it is anything else. We see law enforcement's job in this crime type and in this field to go out and speak with people who are interested in it. This is an IT security conference, and we're keen to make contact with members of the IT security industry.
What do you think the makeup of the attendees is? Do you think this is an IT security conference or more of a hacker conference?
It's been sold to me as an alternative security conference. People can read into that as they will. The way I see it is there are people who are interested in IT security issues. Whether there are people that are hackers in that group, I don't know. Most certainly we're keen to engage people in conversation on the role of law enforcement, the intentions of law enforcement, and to partner with people in fighting crime.
The resounding message that came out of your presentation is that vigilante hacking is not something that's condoned by the Australian Federal Police.
Well, sure. To put that in context, I received several questions in relation to whether or not people have a right to go and expose vulnerabilities or take down sites that are threatening their own computers. I hope I've successfully encapsulated what people have been asking. And my response to that was that those matters are better left in the hands of law enforcement, and I drew the analogy with vigilante groups in the physical world. I think it's well accepted, certainly in Australian society, that law enforcement should be left up to law enforcement, and we are offering a service, which is one of the reasons why we came to speak today and made ourselves available throughout this conference. We're here to learn, we're here to get better at what we do, and we certainly suggest that law enforcement officers who understand the law and understand their capabilities in the law should be the ones that go about enforcing the law on the internet, whatever law there is.
That was Australian Federal Police high-tech crime boss Alistair McGibbon. But the RuxCon IT Security Conference wasn't all overly serious stuff. A Capture the Flag hacking competition was held, where event organisers put a computer on a network and let attendees try to hack into it in an open slather competition. Entrant Stewart explains what it's all about.
It's all a bit of fun, really. It's sort of having to see what you can do with network security in controlled environments. Of course, if you're trying to do it in open networks, people can come down on you a bit harsh, but here it is set up saying, okay, here's a challenge.
Has there been much excitement, people trying to take each other down before they can hack into the main prize?
Yeah, we've done a bit of that. We've done a bit of people trying to stop other entrants gaining access to the machine. And then
so lots of trickery?
Yeah, lots of good trickery, which is all in good fun, which makes it a bit more interesting.
IT security enthusiast Simon ending that report from Patrick Gray, who, as well as contributing to this program, writes for ZDNet Australia.